Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody. We're here live tonight. Thank you for being with us. It is another live prophetic talk show where we actually do it more than we talk about it. That's for sure. So welcome to the place tonight. Hope you're all doing good. I'm going to be praying for you tonight. This is the night that we pray for everybody. We don't do a lot of talking. Once we start ministering, we go from caller to caller to caller without visiting with each caller like we do on Mondays and Tuesdays. All right, so hopefully that's going to work for you. All right, drinking that water. All right, welcome tonight. You know, we're talking about all kinds of different things, talking about the widow's mite last night, about how the fact that the widow gave all of her living, but she was a widow, too, so that helps a little bit, but still, you know, quite a story, quite an amazing thing. But when you're a widow, you can do whatever you want to with your money, right? You don't have a husband. You don't have, I don't know if she had any kids or not. But, you know, really cool how sometimes God can put us in a position to do like that. And I think she was always like that all of her life, personally. But very, very interesting, very generous person. Love God, love the gift. You know, let's talk about generosity just for a minute. What is generosity? How do you know if you're being generous or you're just being foolish? How do you know that? I know a lot of people that are like me. When I first started giving, I hung around a lot of spirit-filled people who talked about money and giving, you know, a lot and like to pick up offerings. And so, you know, I wanted to be a giver, right? I wanted to be generous. I didn't really understand what generous was. To me, generous was just, if you had any money, man, you know, give half of it to God, even if you need to pay your bills. Just, you know, you get your tithe already paid, you know, hey, just give something. And so I began to learn. It took me a long time to figure it out. But I finally realized that being generous, if generosity is always having you be behind on your bills because you're giving your offerings all the time and you're praying over your bills and your bills aren't being paid, you know, it's something wrong with that. We got to find a way to be generous, right, and be a good steward at the same time. So I think that the widow really didn't have a problem paying her bills. I don't think she had to go and ask for money. I think she was blessed. And when you're blessed, you don't have to ask for money. You know, when you're having a hard time, sometimes everybody has a hard time once in a while. We all do that. Asking, you know, that's not a big deal. But a lot of preachers who ask for money all the time. And so, you know, I think that that's a sign to me that there is a problem going on somewhere. I think if you're always having to ask for money, you're always having an issue with paying your bills and always, you know, needing, you're always having an emergency going on. You're trying to get that money and borrow some money and get somebody to give some money to you and, you know, getting a loan, whatever you got to do. You know, if you're always just struggling with that, number one, the stress level on that is going to make you sick. The stress level of that, of not taking care of your bills and being a good steward really puts a lot of stress on you. I've been there. I've done that. I've done the thing where I got addicted to giving and in the wrong way. And so, you know, I mean, every time an offering would come up, I just want to be as generous as I could, even if it was some of my bill money. We just believe God, you know. And I did it time and time again. And after a while, I got a couple of breakthroughs here and there, and I thought, well, this is great, man. I'll do this all the time. I started doing it all the time and started getting myself in trouble. This is years ago. And I remember where I was at when it hit me. I was in some church. Some evangelist was there, a great, great guy, and he was raising money. And, you know, and I wanted to be generous, right? So I'm being generous. And the Lord began to speak to me. He said, you're not being a good steward, Randy. I said, what do you mean? I want to be generous. And the Lord really dealt with me that being generous, if you're giving extra offerings, and your tithe always belongs to God. Doesn't matter whether you have money to pay your bills or not. Your tithe always belongs to God first, always. So if you're doing that, if you're giving, you're paying your tithe to God, and it's getting you in the hole, if paying your tithe gets you in the hole, then there's something wrong with your finances. There's something on it. You need to fix something, right? Because if you're giving your tithe, which belongs to God, 10%, tithe means 10%, and you're doing that, or you're not able to do it because you got to pay your bills, then you know something's wrong. Because if you can't give to God what belongs to God, then that means something's wrong with your finances. So you need to find a way, whatever it takes, to be able to pay your tithe to your church. You know, I know many of you go to churches and different things, and if you go to your church and pay your tithe, you know, they're awesome. It's a matter of not where you do it so much as you do it under the Lord and taking care of that. But paying your tithe causes you to, you know, not be able to eat and take care of your family, that kind of, then something's going on with your finances. Something's happening with your finances. You need to find out what's going on with your money. You either have too much stuff, you know, you need to get rid of some of that stuff. Like one time I sold my car. I had a car. I just bought it, got a loan on it, had a good job. I worked at the fire department. You know, I was raised to be a worker. My dad raised me. My mom raised me to be a worker. My dad didn't like moochers. He said, Randy Chandler, if I ever find out you mooching on somebody, I'm going to like, and then he just looked at me. He didn't say nothing. He just looked at me like that look like, I will disown you, boy. Don't you be mooching off nobody. And so I was raised with that, not to be a moocher. And I really believe in that today. Because mooching means that for some reason you're lazy or you're not taking good care of your finances and you're not doing right with your money. And so, you know, I went through that thing of being generous, trying to be generous. I didn't really know what generosity was. And then one day the Lord spoke to me that generosity, if it interferes with taking care of your bills, you know, once in a while you can have a problem with that. It's not like all the time. But giving out of just wanting to be a big giver and then reaping all the negative, stress with your bills and always having to, you know, oh, God, we got to have some more money, get some more money, and always having to go out and ask for it. And do that, like a lot of preachers do, it's just completely out of order. So what you end up reaping through all that stress is sickness. You end up in the hospital all the time. You end up going to the psychologist, the church counselor or whatever, getting on pills, going to the doctor, being in the hospital all the time because that stress messes with me. And financial stress, friend, is one of the worst. One of the worst. I've had it. I know I've dealt with it, and it'll just make you sick. And you'll find yourself getting sick, and getting sick will cause your bills to be higher. And then when that happens, you have more money to pay, and here you are trying to be generous and not being wise. So give your tithe, and as God leads, give an offering. And being generous is a great thing, but if being generous is causing you to, miss taking care of your business, now I'm not talking about tithing. Tithing is not being generous. That's not being generous at all, right? That tithe belongs to God. It gives you everything, gives you your brain, your body, helps you get a job, helps you get your talents and abilities, it gives you everything, and all he asks is for 10%. That's quite a business partner. Either God's really a bad businessman, or he's very generous himself, and he doesn't really need our stuff, right? So your 10%, your tithe means 10%, you know, you're not being generous when you do that at all. That's not generosity at all, right? You got to get that in your head. You owe that to God. That belongs to God. Jesus said, give to God what belongs to God. And then I always say, when you give to God what belongs to God, then God will give to you what belongs to you, right? And I truly believe that. So your tithe belongs to God. So paying your tithe, offering your tithe to God and paying it before him, is causing you financial difficulties, then you need to find out what's going on because it's a sign that your financials are just messed up. You're wildly crazy spending. You've got too much stuff. You have too many, you know, bills. You need to find a way to cut your bills down, whatever you got to do, friend, because the tithe will be a barometer for because if you can't pay it or you pay it and then you do without food or whatever, then it's a sign that you're having some kind of difficulty in the way you're dealing with your finances. You're not being a good steward, basically. And so God wants me, and I'm going to talk about this tonight because it's been on my heart, because we have a lot of generous people. I've been very generous, but not a good steward, right? Many of you are generous, but you're good stewards, right? Being generous doesn't cause you to have problems paying your bills. Being generous doesn't cause you, being generous causes you to be blessed. And blessed is not having to go ask people for money, you know, on a regular basis. That's not being blessed, right? Being blessed is being blessed, being blessed. So if your generosity is causing you to have to go borrow money from people or go ask for money or go get some money or go, you know, do something, then you know something's wrong. Your generosity, you know, is not of God. That's all I can say. So we need to find the balance on that, because when you're generous, like the woman, the widow, I think that when she gave her living, she wasn't doing that and then going out and asking people for money. She was blessed. Jesus was saying this woman is blessed, basically. And she was truly generous and truly a giver, and she gave her living because she could. And she didn't have to give her living, but she could give her living. She a widow. She didn't have a husband. And so she could adjust herself and give and do whatever she wanted, because she didn't have a husband, or I don't know if she had a family or not, to go and, you know, her money was her money. So she could do it. She was all alone in it. Therefore, it was different, right? So that's the blessing of that. That's a real blessing with that. But when you have a family, you got a husband, or you got a wife, like I did, you know, in my situation where, you know, my wife was like going, you know, Randy, you know, like, I know you're a giver, and I would like to give, and I like to give too. We both get givers, but it's like you're out of balance or something's wrong. And, you know, so I started, you know, thinking about that, going, you know, I think she's right, actually. And I was addicted to giving, because there's something amazing about giving that money that you need for something else, and that addiction of, you know, waiting for God to break through the heavens and send you an extra $200 in the mail from somebody you don't even know where it came from. I've had that happen before. Some of you have probably have too, or different ways you've had it. It's amazing, and it can be an addiction. So what you begin to do is you begin to be generous and plant seeds, if you will, in ways that God's not having you do it, and therefore you're not being blessed because you're not being led by the Lord in your generosity. Right? God is very generous. But our generosity, we know that it's not true generosity, because generosity creates blessing on you where you got more, where you have more than enough. Right? You don't have to go ask. You don't have preachers that are always asking for money. And I've been through this already. Been in the ministry, you know, a pastor, evangelized. I've had things hanging over my head, needing to get paid, and the temptation is big, you know, to just, you know, quote, humble yourself and ask. And I've had to do that before. And the Lord says, you know, Randy, when you're truly being generous, you're going to be blessed, like the widow was. She didn't have to go ask for money. She was blessed. And that's basically what Jesus was saying to her. So when you're blessed and your generosity is blessing on you, then people aren't going to be questioning you, going like, hey, Mom, how come we don't have enough food? I mean, you know, is Dad, you know, out giving our money away? What's going on? You know, how come the family's always, we're having to go ask the family for money all the time, or ask the preacher, or go to the church, or go do something, and always having to ask and having to go, you know, sell things, and what's going on? That's not a blessing, friend. That's a curse. That's the curse. And so then it becomes a wheeling and dealing manipulation thing that we do, because then we get addicted to that. And even though we're giving, you know, and I'm telling you what I did, right? This is not, I don't know anybody else does it like I did. I'm sure they're out there, but you know, being generous, giving, and struggling, and the stress, not only for myself, but on my family, bringing stress on my family, because, you know, like, oh my God, and I'm believing God, man, I'm the man of God, right? I'm believing God. I gave that extra $40. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I know that bill's gonna be behind if we don't get it paid tomorrow, but you know what? I'm believing you for a miracle. And, you know, most of the time, the miracle didn't happen. So either something was wrong or God's a liar, right? And so you know God's not a liar, right? So I had to realize that my generosity wasn't of God, because when you're generous, you're blessed. You don't have to go. You can't be generosity and begging or you know, a lot of preachers, you know, they get way too much stuff going on, and they like to give. A lot of preachers like to give. A lot of people love, you know, hear these preachers talking about giving. They give, big, and then they get in this the deficit. They get this problem going on, and there's so really, truly, when you're truly generous, you know, you don't have to beg and ask friends for money. Because God bless you because of your truly generous. Your generosity is truly blessed. Right. So we had to find a balance on that. I did. And I had to break that addiction from listening to people, you know, like Benny Hinn and Kenneth Copeland. Well, Kenneth Copeland wasn't too bad about it. He was pretty good at some of that stuff. But some of these guys were really big on, you know, they could just tell you, you give $50, you know, God's going to bless you, you know. You should be more generous and be generous and be generous. But they would never explain what generosity was. And so I found myself wanting to be like them, wanting to be blessed like them. And yet I wasn't because it's like Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn was a, you know, and I love Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn was one of my favorite. And so he himself even said that, you know, the more he sold, the more in debt he got. Right? He said those basic words. And so, you know, so there's something about being in order and doing things God's way. So you give and it shall be given unto you. Right? Not give and you have to go out and beg. Right? Preachers, you know, it's just a preacher thing, man. I'm around preachers. I've seen telethons, and some telethons are okay. Some telethons are not. It's challenging people to be generous. I mean, there are very many generous people out there, but there are a lot of people who are generous. So I think getting people to become generous the right way is an awesome thing. You know, as long as you're not lying to them and trying to just suck money out of them, because you're needy. Your financials as a preacher is out of balance, right? And so you're needing to suck that money out of people and learn how to do it. And so anyway, it becomes out of balance, and then the whole thing gets messed up because people start giving sometimes out of being pressured by preachers and their teaching. So I went through all that stuff and learned some things about it, what I didn't want to do, what I found that didn't work, how to be generous, and yet how to be blessed at the same time. And so, you know, being generous creates a blessing in your life, man. It doesn't curse you with, you don't have to go out and beg in the street or ask people for money. You know, you don't have to do that. You know, you might have trouble once. Everybody has trouble once in a while. Of course we do. You have people who are poor and needy, but people that are generous are not poor and needy people, right? People who are generous are not the poor and the needy. If you're poor and needy, then your generosity is, you know, not of God. Because you're doing things with your money, giving it away, whatever, trying to, you know, make God happy, whatever. And what you end up doing is just making God, you know, frustrated because he wants you to have a good testimony. He wants people to know you are blessed, and blessed people don't have to beg. Now, you can say, we're having a building program. This is what's going on. If you want to give to it, give. But you don't sit there and plead and, oh, God, you know, I'm going down. I can't do this and can't do that. If you don't give and if you don't help me, you know, I'm going to go down. What kind of brother are you? What kind of sister are you sitting out there? You got money, you're not going to help us, you know, and then there's that whole round friend where people doing that. And I absolutely despise it. I absolutely do despise it. And may God help me to never do that again. Yeah, I did it at one meeting one time years ago. And the people that were my main speakers in that meeting, it was one of my meetings, and I had several main speakers in my meeting, some of them were kind of well-known, and, you know, they were pressuring me to raise that money. I never was a money raiser, and so I got under the pressure of it. I started trying to, you know, raise money and, you know, just by putting pressure on people, and I did it. I said, oh, my God, and it just messed up everything. So, I've been through a few things with all this, y'all, and I wish I would have maybe talked about it more than I have, but I've talked about it a little bit. But getting your finances in order, truly generous, is not about giving everything away all the time. You know, 50% or 100%. The widow, like we said, a widow is a widow. A widow doesn't have a husband. doesn't have, you know, things, you know, somebody to go and say, hey, you know, come an agreement on this, you know, being generous. Because if your husband or your wife don't agree with it and you're having problems with your finances and you're not paying your bills and you have to go out and ask and beg, then that's not God, right? That ends up being, it can end up being demonic because it puts you in a thing to where you're going to be sick all the time. Your body's going to not be able to heal because of the pressure and the stress. And so this is a very real thing, friend. So I tell people, you know, as much as I can, you know, that's why we really deal with the money realm around here. That's why I talked last night a little bit about, you know, buying the gold and silver that we did October the 4th. We've been talking about this for a long time. I didn't know exactly what we were going to do, you know, buy stocks, buy sort of short on the market, you know, what I didn't, I really didn't know. I wanted to put a short on the market. Well, I don't want to get a lot of money now, but God just wouldn't let me do that. And now I know why, because of what's going on. But, so when the gold and silver thing came and we purchased it on October the 4th, you know, that was for the money that you guys, those that have been faithful to PGN over the years, you know, parts of that have been stored up. And, you know, a fairly good amount. I mean, you know, it's not like, you know, compared to some people, it's nothing. But, you know, for PGN, it was a lot of money and like 80-something percent of our money stored up, 80%, 80 maybe 90 now. And so God said, I want you to, you know, he showed me when the market's going to crash. And so we bought gold and silver, literal gold and silver, at a certain price, at the lowest price for this season that you could have got it. We got it at the lowest price that you could buy it at this season. And so now when the market, as the market goes down, it's going down, it's going to continue to go down. The process of it is going to go down. And, so as that happens, of course, the multiplication of the gold and silver is going to become very powerful, very strong, very fruitful. And so so what is that too? That's not for a preacher, you know. Look at what God's doing here to heal God, to heal His people from the financial issues, from the money and the greed of preachers. And many of them are really good people in many ways, but when it comes to the money thing, they don't have their money in order. So merchandising is having your money out of order. Just get your money out of order for the most part. And so so what we've done is God has said, Randy, I want you to, kind of like Joseph did, he stored up the seed, you know, in this case, the money, and stored it up. And then when the market crashes, we'll become like the bread. Jesus broke the bread. It blessed it, broke it. And it multiplied. And so that's what's going to happen. We're going to see a great increase in multiplication of the gold and silver. And it is for the people to bless the people with. That's you guys, not me. I mean, I'm not going to get a salary. I don't have a salary. Never felt good about having a salary for some reason, even though I work really, really hard. Now I'm doing the books. So I'm really working hard. I finished up some stuff today on the books. It's really amazing. And so God is really blessing me there. And I work hard. I deserve a paycheck. You know, I do. But, you know, God blesses me in other ways, and so I'm just thankful for that. It's not anything, it's just very minor, but it's very, I'm not a real needy person. I don't have to go around, you know, having a bunch of stuff. And so, so therefore, you know, God is going to heal the body of Christ from this greed and money and merchandising spirit that has robbed the people of God by taking the money that people have given to God, and that money belongs to God in PGN storage tank, and it belongs to God. It's not the people's anymore. And God says, I want you to take it instead of spending it on a building, instead of spending it on yourself, you know, buying this and buying that for whatever. I want you to give it when it multiplies and increases, you're going to give back to the people. Give back to the people as sign and a wonder of how God Almighty is saying, I know you think that preachers, every preacher is all about money. Every church is all about gimme, gimme, gimme. But you're going to find that God Almighty had a plan to turn that around, to heal the people's heart of this merchandising spirit that has got into the body of Christ for many years through the leadership. And God's going to turn that around and cause the people to go, let's see, you say you kind of go with the PGN thing. Yeah. Our shepherd, our pastor, our prophet, whatever you want to say, whatever I am. He stored up all this money that we gave and turned around, invested, put it in, into coins and, silver and gold. And when the market crashed, which he knew when it was going to happen, the gold and silver just increased, and he blessed us with that money. He said, they said, you did what? I don't believe you. No, it happened. I promise. It's a documented fact. Actually, that's God did that. There's no way. I've never heard of anything like that. You got to be lying to me. Something going on. You mean to tell me? You mean this really happened? And they're going, yeah. It's that. I've got to see this. I got to see this. This is a miracle of miracles. This is like the most backwards thing that any church, any ministry has ever done for its people, for God's people, from an idea God gave. That the preacher didn't come up with the idea. God gave that idea. Right? It wasn't Randy. I would have never come up with that. I was saving all that for a building. Y'all know how I wanted a building. I was, believing God and all that. Y'all know what we've been going through. That money was not going to be for the people. wasn't for me either, but it was for a building, somehow get a building. That's what it was for. We've talked about it. And then one day the Lord said, Randy, I got some news for you. A little change of your plans into my plan. And I'm going like, okay, what's that? He said, that market mantle I gave you, right? I said, yeah. He said, we're going to take that and we're going to get the people blessed. I said, y'all heard me when I gave it to you I don't remember what night it was, the middle of the week, I think, maybe Wednesday. And I came on the show and I said, y'all ain't going to believe this, man. This is unbelievable. I've been with God, and guess what he told me? Yeah, so, and it was very much like the gold and silver that they got when they came out of Egypt, when Israel, all the people, remember how I would always talk about that with gold and silver, not just some of the rich people or some of the leadership, but everybody came out with gold and silver. Well, it's kind of like that. And so I'm really, really excited about it. And I think that the reason we're talking about money and generosity and all that, because we want to train people that when they get that money, as God blesses it, after God multiplies it and increases it, because it's already been chosen to be given, so that it's already basically given in my mind. It's already done deal. We planned all around it, across it, and I've made it public. I've talked to people. I made a public, declaration about it. So once you do that, it's just pretty much a done deal. I ain't no going back on it. I'll tell you that because the way we've done it, it's like God said, make it public, Randy. That way you won't have any second thoughts about it. Not that I ever had, but. But we did that, and so that is on, y'all. It's really on. It's really cool. So pray for us. Pray for, nobody wants the market to go down, to crash, the economy to crash, but it's going to happen. It is going to happen. Yeah, so... Yeah, so this is what we're talking about. I'm talking about things that I have learned about money. I like money. I don't think I love money, but I like money because you know what? It takes care of things. It blesses people. It'll bless you. It'll take care of your kids, right? It'll pay your bills. It'll be a generous to God's work and God's ministries and God's the widows and orphans and whatever God wants to give it to. That's what we do. It's a great thing. Money's an awesome thing. But if we're not doing what God wants to do with it, then what good is it really? It's not going to be blessed. So we are about to see an awesome, awesome blessing come to PGN and to PGN's people, those who have been faithful financially to PGN over the years. If you haven't been faithful financially, you know, if God speaks to you, start doing it now. We have phase two going on. And phase two is I talked a little bit about it last night, not much, but a little bit. So it's really going to be awesome. So if God speaks to you to be a part of PGN, be a part of PGN. If you tell me to be a part of your church and give your tithe to your church and your offering to your church, maybe send a little something, you know, a little tip or something this way once in a while, do whatever God says. But do what God says, because God's the one who's going to bless you, right? Not me, not the people. Not your preacher, not your pastor, but God. So obey the Lord. And anyway, those who have been part of PGN have been giving faithfully to PGN over the years, you know, are going to be are part of this wealth transfer. So it's going to be just amazing. I don't know if you've heard all those teachings on wealth transfer. Most time when the people, like actually being in teaching them on the wealth transfer, remember, I don't know if y'all remember that or part of any of that, but I remember plainly because I was, you know, I'm in the ministry, so I pay attention to what other ministers say. And he would say that it had to do with you giving to God and then God somehow blessing you, you know, outside the church, of course, outside the ministry, blessing you in your business, which is awesome. But in this case, the wealth transfer has nothing to do with you giving. You've already been giving, but we're not asking you to give more. Never have asked you to give more as far as please give so we can please give. Oh, please give. You were given already when this decision was made. All those who were already giving were the ones who got sealed in it, and those who weren't already giving were not. But, you know, like I said, we have phase two and phase three of it, so it's going to be amazing. So if God speaks to be a part because God's telling you to, not because, you know, any other reason. And, so it's going to be really awesome. All right, so that's when we're talking about money. That's when we're talking about what is true generosity, because it's stuff that I've learned. I know everybody wants to be generous, right? I think most of our PGM people want to be generous. So most of you are generous. But learning how to be generous God's way is what I've had to learn the hard way. And I've done some crazy things, believing God. I got addicted to giving. And, you know, because I was always believing God. You know, I would hear those testimonies. I got a miracle breakthrough when I gave that extra $100 that I needed to pay my bills with. And I'm going like, oh, I can do that. And I started doing it. Because I believe in God, right? I'm not trying to make God do something, but I thought it was something truly of God. So I did it whether God told me to do it or not. And I found out that most of the time my bills weren't being paid. And I was, you know, having to ask people for money, you know, borrow money, get money, you know, just work harder, get another job. In other words, when you're truly generous, you get blessed. Generous, you don't have to beg or ask for money. Right? True generosity breeds blessing, right? Not asking. You don't have to ask people, that is. And so, so anyway, there you go. All right, y'all. Thank you very much tonight for everything. Tell us more about the market. I don't know what to say about the market. I can't really talk more about that right now because I've said enough. So hopefully we've helped you a little bit tonight. I know I didn't get the Bible out. Sometimes I read scripture and read, you know, a bunch of scripture. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just talk and share. And so you have to learn how to adjust to that. If you don't like that, then it may cause you a problem here, because sometimes, you know, I just talk about experiences and testimonies, and I quote scriptures without, you know, telling you where they're at, you know, say the general overall meaning. So, and other times I read a lot of scriptures. So, okay, so just get used to that, please, and maybe you'll learn something through it all, and it'd be good. Okay, give me a second here. Give me a minute. Okay. Give me a second here. Give me just a moment. Somebody's asking for the giving link. Oh, I will gladly send you the giving link. Yes, I will. tell us more about the market. I'm not going to be able to do that. Okay, I will. People asking for it. All right. There you go. People asking for the giving link. I'm glad. Yeah, if you want that, I'd be glad to send it to you. All right. Give us God. Gives it to you. You know, we're not here to wheel and deal you. You know, I think most people know that by now, that especially since we're taking money that you guys have given over the years and stored it up, you know. And, yeah, we bought equipment. We bought, you know, several years ago, I bought a 2007 Ford truck, 150, for the ministry, that I can haul things and do things. And that's paid off, been paid off for a while. We did that. And y'all ever knew that? I never asked you to, you know, do anything. I'm buying a truck. Please give some money. You know, we just went out and we did it. And now it's paid off, and we're glad we did it. So, you know, so as you guys know, most people know, been around with us for a long time, we're not here to get something from you. As much as trying to get the word of the Lord to you, and then if you want to give, then give. It's awesome. I believe if we're truly generous, God's way, and not Randy's old way, but God's way, that you're going to be blessed. You're not going to need to be asking and, you know, begging and pleading like most preachers do, because their financials are out of order. Their whole life is out of order most of the time, especially if they're merchandising and selling the gospel. That's really sad. All right. Let's take calls tonight, see what's going on. Thank you, everybody, for being on. We're glad to be with you. Let me get my earpiece in here real quick, and we will take callers. Pray over you. I'm going to just prophesy over you like I normally do, of course. But I'm feeling like in my prophetic word, in my prophetic ministry to you tonight, that I'm wanting to, there may be a lot of financial stuff in there, like for the blessing of God in your life, and to bless you and to raise you up and to know that get ready, because God's going to heal your heart from even the thought of greedy preachers. Not that they're all going to stop, but at least one, I mean, I know there's many out there, but at least one is actually giving back to God's people. And the way God's having us do it is so God, it's so amazing that I'm amazed by it. I'm shocked by it. We're astounded by this whole thing. It's going to be one of the greatest miracles I think we've ever seen in the financial realm, because the financial mantle God has given me, therefore, financial mantle, people say, oh, give to my financial mantle. Give $100. I got a financial mantle, and I'll pray for your offerings. Give to my financial mantle. We haven't done that. We don't do that. I don't do that. I don't want to do that, right? This is not about give more money because I got a financial mantle. It's because here's what it's about. God gave a financial a mantle for me for the market and for the financials, you know, back in 2005 when I had that angel speak to me five words. There's a massive merger coming. And so from that day on, I had an attachment to the market. And so now, after being trained for years, God is using it for his people. It's not about give to me because I got a mantle of financial market mantle. You know, give an extra $100. As you guys know, we haven't done that. So, but the financial mantle is to take the money that you guys have already given and have been given for years already before you even knew we were going to do this, before I even knew we were going to do this. You've been given for years. You've been faithful for years. And so that portions of that money have been stored up, right, after paying bills and paying, you know, rent on buildings and buying equipment. And we bought a lot of things and things that we needed, cameras and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And so, you know, I buy, you know, like I said, I buy food for myself when I'm working and, you know, gas my truck for the ministry truck. And so, pay for my phone, ministry phone, so that I'm talking to you right now. So, you know, there's been things we pay for. It's not like we haven't paid for anything, but I haven't paid myself a salary because I just never could quite get a God's – I feel like I had God's approval to have a salary, though I feel like I'm well worth it. I work hard. I love it. I love what I'm doing.
And I just never could get it done. And so now I know why, because God was wanted to provide for me in other ways, and then be able to bless God's people by giving back to them from monies they've been given over the years, portions of it stored up. And now as the market begins to crash, the gold and silver is going to increase in value tremendously. And so and all that's going to go to the people, you guys. Yeah, and then phase two, we have phase two coming up and phase three. Phase one has been the market mantle and then buying the gold and silver for you guys who have been given for years. That money's going to be returned. I'm not saying all your money's being returned. I'm just saying that the money that we've stored up and which haven't paid for, you know, the bills and that kind of thing, is going to be increased and multiplied and bless God's people with it. You know, just mainly, it's not just even about the money. It's going to be awesome. But it is about the fact that what God has done, the way he's done it, the way he said, giving a market mantle upon me and then taking it and using it to bless you instead of God trying to get something out of you and give me more, I want more, and not giving anything back, right? Which we know he gets back to us all the time in many ways. But he's actually literally doing it through a ministry, through a five-fold ministry and a prophet's ministry, actually. So I just love it. I love talking about it because it's something brand new. I've never even heard of this before. So, all right, let's take callers tonight. I'm trying to move on. All right, 202, you're first, 769, second, 214-646, you're after that, 912-398 after that, 402-650 after that, 325-380 after that, 610. 696 after that, 863-605 after that, 612-919 after that, 803-991 after that, 303-386 after that, 915-248-919-426, 615-436, 442-242, and then 240-482, 915-929, and then 903-808, 863-934, and then a few people don't have their hand up. So here we go. We're going to go from caller to caller. All you got to do, most people already know this, but if you're new, I don't want to talk, right? I mean, I want to talk, but we can't talk because we're going to minister to everybody tonight. So I'm going to ask you what your first name is and what state you're from. That's all I want to know. And if you have a quick emergency prayer, that would be awesome too. Okay. All right. So 202-722. I'm going to talk to you.
Hey, please. Brother Randy. Yes, this is Daryl Paul and Nicole from Maryland and D.C.
All right, you guys, thank you very much. All right, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of generosity, God, in their lives, God. And generosity is, as we know, is not just about money, though it's very much about that. It is because it's about giving, because money is something we go out and we work for, we sweat for it, and we earn it in the sense that we work, and yet God blesses us with it, and yet we have... So we don't have to give it. We earned it. It's part of our, we give to God what belongs to God, and then the rest of it, we can do whatever we want to with it, which makes it even more blessing when we take a small portion or a large portion of that at different times, and we give it to God in many different ways, right? So the spirit of generosity is more than just giving money, but speak over you guys tonight that the spirit of generosity in you, in loving each other, in loving your friends, in loving your parents, and loving your... You're loving the people, your kinfolk, you know, the people don't love you, the people that have a hard time with you, to be able to be generous with them. And I speak over your life tonight, the spirit, the true spirit of generosity that I know you already have, but I speak upon you that it increase and multiply in the name of Jesus. Well, I feel the anointing on this, man. There's something about this tonight, y'all. God's getting ready to heal his people, man. Golly, I just want to weep over this. This is amazing. We are part of one of the most unique outpourings of the Holy Spirit. It's about money, and it's not about money coming in here. It's about money going to y'all, right? This is what's amazing about this, that God's going to take the gold and the silver that we bought from the stored up money from what you guys gave over the years, thinking we're going to buy a building with it, right, or at least down payment or something, and taking that money, breaking it, blessing it, and giving it out. And when it's given out, it multiplies and increases. That's it. Because what you see, Daryl Paul and Nicole, is the generosity of God in the way he took the bread. And because Jesus was truly generous, now watch this. Oh, this is awesome. Because Jesus was truly generous, right, in everything, with everything, in all of his life, that his generosity got into the bread, because how he got his generosity was from the Father, right? And he blessed the bread, he broke it, broke it, whatever, gave it to the disciples, gave it to the ministers, and the ministers gave it, not sold it, not. I think if anyone tried to sell it, Jesus would have got a whip after them. I don't know, maybe not, but they gave it, and when they gave it, you can see the generosity of God, because generosity. Now watch this, y'all. I've never even heard this before. Oh, pasero copaca my hijo pendreque pawa elojo capaye nacanason de prengoki pavoy palijo palero ponochi cande pa amico papija y hatoma. Woo! My God. Because when you truly, Daryl Paul and Nicole, when you're truly generous with Jesus' generosity, it gets in the things, amen, of our lives, our houses, our homes, our bread, our money. And when we bless it, break it, and give it unto the Lord, unto his people, the generosity, it's the generosity. Wow, I never thought about this. The generosity gets in the bread and causes the bread to just woo multiply and grow and feed, so it can be given to people. Give. It keeps breaking, never get. And the material bread never stopped. If they'd have just kept on giving, they would have just kept on multiplying. For Jesus so loved them that he gave them bread because of his generosity. He told them, he said, I don't want them to go into town and buy some food. Y'all, I don't want that. They might pass out. They might faint. They may not make it back, and I don't want them to do that. I want you to, guys, let's find some bread, find some fish, and we're going to do something here. And he got his generosity, the generosity of Jesus, Daryl Paul and Nicole, got into the bread. Pacache, prero, pampara, taye. Quero, porico, bonfonta, penchera, parapa. And when the bread got generosity blessed into it, the bread became generous. The bread just began to multiply and increase and give itself away. And every time somebody take a bite, it would increase in their mouth. And one little bite turned into a mouthful. One little nibble turned into a mouthful. And they would break it, and it would multiply when they broke it. And when they put it in their mouth and chewed it and broke it, it multiplied. How in the world did I put a little bitty piece of bread in my mouth and I got a mouthful of bread or two of it, but so much? Oh, my God. What happened? Yeah. Woo! Y'all, you can tell that I'm really getting, I've never even heard that before. My God. I'm not sorry either. I'm sorry. Sorry to get so excited. I am, woo, blessed by Jesus tonight. His generosity, y'all's generosity, Pacheco, is going to get into the things. I mean everything. When you release the spirit of generosity like Jesus did into that bread, woo, it causes it to come alive and multiply and increase, especially as it's, now watch this, as it is given. What is generosity? Generosity is giving. And as they gave it, it multiplied. As they gave it out. What's giving? He gave. He was generous. He gave. He's generous. My God. I wish I'd have preached on that tonight. Wow. that broke me up. Shikarohama chento pawai takwara. Pansnoki panduk klipra papa. Papire por raro, por vara, por neck and dishando. Pon sneak it tama. Oh my God. And that's why their sandals never wore out. That's why their clothes didn't wear out in the wilderness. Now the people weren't generous. they were pretty much tightwads. But the generosity of God through Moses, the generosity of God that when he, I'm out, y'all get ready because I don't know where I'm going with this. I mean, this is like, thank God for Daryl Paul and Nicole tonight drawing this right out of me. I mean, they sucked this right out of me tonight. Because I've never heard this. But when God told Moses to tell them to go to their neighbors and ask for the gold and silver, you know, they walked out because the generosity, because God was being generous to them. He was saying, I'm going to give you favor with the Egyptians. Yeah, because they're going to have dead people everywhere. They're going to be, their generosity is going to be like, just come and get it. What's it going to do us if we're all dead? We're all going to die. Come and get it. That was the attitude. That was the atmosphere. Yeah. So, and that light, God says, I'm going to give you favor with them. Yeah, because they're going to have dead people everywhere, and they're going to think they're going to be dying. So they're going to say, hey, just come get the money and get the heck out of here. Get out of town. Ah, my God. And that's what's happening tonight. God, through me, is releasing generosity into thee. Paquero, fulta. And when God told them to go get the gold and silver, and they walked out, everybody had gold and silver in their hands, and their pockets were full of gold and silver. Wow. And what happened? Yeah, it got into their clothes. Woo! Got into their shoes. Bishepandeko bawa. It got into the thing of God generously protecting them and generously preparing the way and making a way when Moses' rod, which he gave to God, that thing in the water, and it opened up the water. Pandeko, haha. Because God was being generous to his people who had been in bondage and slavery for years. And it all was a spirit of generosity, the true spirit of generosity. My God, man. Wow. Lord, I just breathe that into your people tonight. I breathe it. I breathe. I speak it as your servant. I speak it into their life. My God, multiply them and increase them because of their generosity, Jesus, of your generosity. And coming in agreement with your generosity, receiving your generosity, God, and then giving that generosity away, God's way. Hallelujah. With the plan of God. Wow, my God. All right. I got to move on here. Dear Jesus. I'm like 769-220. Who am I talking to, please?
It's in Georgia. It's in Georgia.
Hey, y'all. All right. Good to have you tonight. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, y'all. Get ready tonight because something is happening to Randy Chandler. And you're one of those, it's like Nicole and others, you know, you guys, and Rick, you've been giving it to PGN for a while. And, you know, and so what's happening is because you've been giving in to PGN and because the true generosity of God, not Randy's generosity, but God's generosity, of how he's saying, hey, look what's going to happen. I'm going to take that money that Randy thinks he's going to build a building with or start buying some land or something. I'm going to take that and give it back to you. Woo! My God. So as the generosity of God has gotten into your money because you're giving it to God, not giving it to Randy, yeah, it's coming through Randy. It's coming through PGN, but it's you give it to God. Christian Drinker, pa nejo, pa chili, pa lao, pa mama, pa mama. You hear that? Pa mama. I don't know if that means mama or not, but pa mama, majero poche takawate mekuta. And because you have been given into God's generosity, and I didn't even know that God was going to be generous money. I thought we were going to be doing something else with it. He's saying, Randy, this is my money, right? You gave it to me. They gave it to me, right? I'm going, well, of course it's yours. But, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, like I'm like the guy over here, you know? He goes, yeah, I know. Just do what I tell you. I said, yes, sir. Whatever you say. We're going to give that back to those people. It's going to increase and multiply, and we're going to, just like Jesus, when he took the bread and blessed it and broke it, it's going to multiply. So are you in agreement with that? I'm going, what else can I agree with? Lord, I mean, you're the Lord. What can I say? It's your money. Yeah, it's coming through me, and I have, you know, the legal right to do whatever I want, but I want to do what you want me to do. So that, Chris and Andrika, that generosity, getting in your money, getting in, and coming back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, generosity. Shekrara pahoha, pakwande fanope chevete. So Lord, I declare and decree tonight the generosity of God, getting in that money that they've been given, that's cut some of the, you know, a measure of that's coming back, and it's going to come back like say you give $100, and then we spend, you know, maybe 50 of it on paying bills, and then the other 50 is you know, given back to you. But it's not the 50 that's given back to you. Here's the only way I can explain it: that the 50 that's given back to you is in gold and silver. So when that gold and silver multiplies and increases, that $50 that belongs to you, that God is saying it belongs to them, it will that $50 in coins and gold and silver will increase and multiply and turn from $50, you know, to $5,000 or whatever the measure is. I don't know what the measure is going to be, because we don't know that yet. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so this is I'm just prophesying this. I'm just seeing this stuff tonight. A lot of this stuff coming out of my mouth tonight, and I'm just like going, okay, God, he speaks to me when I'm talking to y'all, and I just get to hear it. And God, I thank you for that blessing upon their life in the name of Jesus, for their generosity of giving to you, of giving their tithe. I don't know what they give their tithe. Some people send money and they say, it's my tithe, there's my offering. I don't really care what you say, what it is. It doesn't matter to me. But so I don't know what that is that you send. But whatever it is, I thank you, Lord, for blessing that, increasing that, multiplying that. And in the spirit of generosity, which means when it's given, it multiplies. When it comes back, it comes back. Like when the bread came back in Drika and Chris, when it came back, the 5 loaves and 2 fish, after they fed 5,000 men and their husband and their wives and children, which is around 20,000 to 30,000 people, with 5 loaves, 2 fish, it came back with 10 baskets full. So that kind of tells you what we're talking about, right? Yeah, come back with 10 baskets full after feeding all those people from 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's called generosity, the generosity of God. And I thank the Lord for that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. 214-646. You want to talk to your friend, please?
Hey, Randy. It's Tance and Tanisha from Texas.
Hey, y'all. All right. Good to have you tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for Tance and Tanisha. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the blessing on their life. God, I thank you for their love for you. I thank you for drawing them into PGN, God, and their faithfulness and loyalty to you, God. We thank you for that, Jesus, that, you know, always seeking you. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? And God, they're giving as when they were individually giving and then giving as a couple. I thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name, that you said you would take. One could put 1,000, two could put 10,000. Well, I think that's going to be in the financial arena too, where one puts 1,000, two puts 10,000. It's like one puts 1,000 in, and 10,000 comes back. 10,000, we put 1,000 in, and 10,000 comes back. That's kind of like, I don't know if that's exactly a measure of what God's going to do with $1,000 to make $10,000 out of 1,000. With the gold and silver, I don't know what that's going to be, so I'm not saying that. But there's something about that, because that's what I just heard. That when you say one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000. So when you guys came together, you know, the blessing of God for your togetherness takes your, you know, your financial arena and makes it give from, you know, one takes it gives 1,000, and because the two of you get back 10,000. And I know that's not what that scripture's saying, but that's just how I'm seeing it. Well, I thank you for that in their life, God. I thank you for blessing them. I thank you for multiplying them. I thank you for increasing them. God, and making them independently wealthy, independently blessed. God, where they can do whatever they want, however they want, bless whoever they want, go wherever they want, be whatever they want to be. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for that in their lives. I thank you for blessing them, increasing them, multiply them, that the spirit of generosity that's already in them increase and multiply, God. Let their generosity that they've had for years inside of them together from individuals for one for the thousand, but when you brought them together, then that blessing of increasing and multiplying them from like 1,000 to 10,000. We thank you, Jesus, for that right now. And let that happen, God. Let that be a blessing upon their life. And may you increase them and anoint them with the Holy Spirit with a brand new anointing, God, in Jesus' name, and cause them to be blessed abundantly. Okay, Shannon says here, I was in my friend Ted's office at 6 p.m. talking to him about generosity. Wow. How I used to be with money. Okay, awesome. And how generous he always is. Oh, that's amazing. That's a great message. Thank you. So I thank you, Lord, for that with Terrence and Tanisha, God. Thank you for blessing them, Jesus. Thank you for increasing and multiplying them, God, in that measure of one, that 1,000 turns into 10,000 in the financial arena. And in other ways, too. Generosity is more than just money, as we know, but thank God for the money. Show me the money. Yeah, show me the money. Yeah, show me the fruitfulness, God. We want to see the fruitfulness. And God says, I'm gonna bring it back, multiply it, increase it back into your lives. Amen. In a way through PGN, like we've never seen, not seen with anybody, anywhere. We are all part of this. We all are all a part of one of the most, I think the most unique thing I've ever seen. We are actually the people who allowed God to do what he wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? What do you think he's going to do with us, man? I mean, come on, my God, it's going to be mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. Happy birthday. All right. Okay, so thank you. I'm going to move on here. 912-398, who am I talking to, please?
Paulette, Georgia.
Hi, Paulette. All right, Paulette, thank you. All right, thank you, Jesus, for Paulette. Thank you, Lord, for Paulette. Lord, I thank you in her life, God. I thank you for her love for you, her love and desire to be generous your way, God, to be seen as a generous person in the eyes of God. And if people happen to notice it, that's awesome too, but in the eyes of God, to be generous God's way, because generosity comes in so many different ways. Lord, I thank you for anointing her, God, and blessing her. Oh, Tanisha says she preached on generosity tonight. No way. That's amazing. Wow, I did not know that. Yeah, because we were talking about last night. We were talking about anyway. It doesn't matter. But it's amazing. That is amazing. Well, God, congratulations. That is awesome. He sends me a high five. Oh my God, I'm telling you, man, something's happening here tonight because this is that revelation when I started getting with. Hang on a second. Yeah, somebody else. Yes. Okay, I sent that out already. Okay. Yeah, the word I started getting with Nicole and Daryl Paul, I mean, I've never heard that in my life, man. Never heard that in my life. Oh, my God, that was like mind-boggling. Wow, so God is doing something. That's truly amazing. The widow's mite thing we talked about last night in the story about all that, I think, you know, that's really the PGN people, and like the widow's mite, she was a very generous person. She just loved to give. And when you love to give, you get blessed. And so the story that we wrote about her, which is a story that I wrote, hopefully inspired by the Holy Spirit, to write that story about her, I don't know if you're able to hear that or not, but it's kind of a short movie that I'm wanting to make someday. whatever. All right, you guys, congratulations on that. All right, Paulette, sorry, I got distracted. Woo! Thank you, Jesus, for Paulette tonight, God. I thank you that you get in her life, you get in her mind, in her brain, in her heart, in her blood, in her skin, in her flesh, in all of her organs, God. And I speak forth the spirit of generosity in her, that her blood pumps with the generosity of God. Hallelujah. Where people are generous to her, and she's generous to them, and God's blessings, for God so loved the world that he was generous to everybody. He gave his only begotten son, for God so loved the world. I love the world that he gave, or he became generous to all people. And may Paulette become generous to all people like God was through Jesus, that you will give her life, God, to others in the spirit of generosity, God, to be able to help them in whatever way. Helping people with generosity is more than just money. Sometimes being generous with your time, as you know, being generous. So we have to have the time to give the time. So, Lord, I thank you for the spirit of generosity getting in her time and everything that she thinks and does so that she can, you know, have plenty of time to do what she wants, what she needs to do, what she'd like to do, and being generous to people in every kind of way. All right. Okay, thank you for that. Paulette. All right, in Jesus' name. All right, 402-650. Who am I talking to, friend, please? Are you there? All right, I think it's John and Melissa. Thank you, Lord, for John and Melissa tonight. God, I thank you for the spirit of generosity, the spirit of blessing in their life, God, that the spirit of the widow's mite, the widow with the widow's mite, God, I thank you for that in their life, God, that of them breaking through and finding themselves in this place of being generous as never before, more generous than they've ever been, finding themselves, people, God being generous to them in manifest ways where they're going to break through into the realm of generosity, where they give and receive generosity, they give it away and they receive it back in Jesus' name, and finding themselves being blessed by the generosity of Almighty God. In Jesus' name, open it up for them, God. Let them do it with each other. Let them do it with each other. Let them do it with others. In Jesus' name, increase their money, multiply their finances, God, in Jesus' name, and multiply their wisdom and give them wisdom, generous wisdom, the wisdom of generosity, the generosity wisdom. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, 325-280, have a talk for your friend, please.
Hey, it's Chris from Texas.
Hey, man. Hey, dude, good to have you tonight. All right. Thank you, Lord, for that spirit of generosity that's in my brother, God. We thank you, Jesus, that his desire to be generous with your love, that his desire to be generous with your generosity, because you so loved the world that you gave, or you were generous. Giving your own son was the most generous thing you could have ever done. And I thank you, Jesus, that you're going to tap him into that generosity of God giving his own son, of giving his own body, of giving his blood, how generous that was. There was nobody more generous than a person who gave their body and their blood for the world. There's no generosity like that generosity that a friend would lay his life down for his brother or whatever it said. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, I saw that in the spirit as I started talking to you. In Jesus' name, that he will see the generosity of God in God's healing, in God's miracle-working power, in the name of Jesus, how generous God is, that he just said, Jesus, you know, when Jesus walked in the earth, as you know, Chris, he was so generous. The generosity of him was, he was just so generous that everything he touched got blessed because he was such a generous person. And he was the product of generosity from the Father, but the Father gave him. So he was a gift. He was what the Father gave out of the Father's generosity. Jesus was, his flesh and blood was made up of generosity. And what did he do with people? He was generous with them. He didn't say, okay, you got to do certain things to get healed. You got to do certain things to get blessed. In a sense, he said, you know, I'm going to give you salvation. It's going to be free. I'm going to give my life, give my body, my blood. It's going to be free. And because I'm being generous to my people, for God so loved the world, he became generous to all. And I thank you, Lord, for giving your blood, giving your body that came from the Father, in Jesus' name, and the spirit of increase and multiplication, that as you went about healing the sick, you were doing it because you were the generosity of the Father, and the Father was giving you to the people to to touch and heal them. So it is a spirit of generosity, God. Even when you multiply to increase the bread, it was the spirit, because the spirit of, when you breathed on it, the spirit of generosity got into it, and therefore it was able to be given, 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 given. What's generosity? It is giving, being able to give. Not just give money, but give bread and let it, watch it multiply. That's the spirit of generosity. It gets in things. It gets in your land and your property. God's saying, the Lord's saying, pray over your ground. Pray over your trees. Pray over your house. Pray over your children. Pray over your wife. Pray over your family. Pray over everything. And Jesus, pray over the atmosphere and land and property. Anytime he goes somewhere, God says, I want you to pray my generosity, release my generosity into the land, into everything. Because when the spirit of generosity gets into something, it starts multiplying and increasing. Hallelujah. Saving, delivering, healing, giving God's healing power away in the name of Jesus. Giving creative ideas away in the name of the Lord. Amen. Open that up and let the bread of generosity be broken in his life, God, as he breaks it and gives it away, and he blesses his land, blesses his house, blesses his family, blesses it. So that way, here it is, Chris. The Bible says that he said in Deuteronomy, he says, blessed are you when you go in, blessed are you when you go out, blessed are you everywhere you go, your children, your womb, your fruit, your animal. He said, blessed shall you be. Why? Because bless is from generosity. Hallelujah. When you're generous, you bless people. Right? That's what you do. Oh, listen, he's such a generous person. He just blesses everybody. In Jesus' name, come forth in Jesus' name. Another level of generosity, another level of giving, another level of multiplying and increasing, God. Property, land, houses, homes. Amen. For the future, in Jesus' name, let it be done. Amen. Through generosity. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 610-969. Who am I talking with, please?
Shalom, Prophet Randy.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Prophet Randy. This is Lisa Raquel from PA, and I'm asking if you can pray for Andre as well. And I wanted to thank both you and Tanisha, flowing like usual. That's been a power, and I know.
She said she preached some generosity now. That's awesome. All right, let's do that. All right, we don't have time to talk. So thank you, Lisa, for that. And thank you, Jesus, for that whole spirit of the widow's mite thing. Something's going, something's being released. PGN is, you know, the people, the ministers, myself, others, the people that are part of it, the spirit of generosity through the widow's mite is being released into, God's people tonight. And, you know, I got that word yesterday. I actually got that word yesterday about generosity, and I forgot to talk about it last night. It's amazing. I guess what God wanted to talk about it tonight is I wrote it down in my notes, and it was right beside the notes of the widow's mite, because I was going to kind of go to phase two and then talk about generosity, what true generosity is, because some people don't know what it is. They think being generous means giving away your money, giving away all your money and not paying any bills. You know, they think that's, you know, I mean, I've done that, right? I've done that more than many times. I've done it many times, and God started teaching me. So, and I had that in my notes last night, but I got to go on and just didn't get it. And then tonight I read my notes again. Said, oh my gosh, the Lord said, I want you to talk about that tonight. And I went, okay, here we go. So thank you, Jesus, for Andre, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing Andre, God. We thank you, Lord, for breaking the spirit of poverty off him and making him, because when the spirit of poverty is on you, it's hard for you to be generous. And some people are generous even in their poverty, like the woman, the widow, she was in poverty, she was poor. The Bible says she was poor, and yet she gave more than all. So she had that thing of poverty, of being poor, and yet she was generous. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that with Andre, and Jesus, and do it with Lisa too, God. Just do that with Lisa, God, as we're in that place of maybe we don't always have much, but the spirit of generosity, the spirit of releasing, because some people, when they're blessed, they can be a blessing. But when you're poor, it's a bigger sacrifice to be generous when you're poor, right? That's what she was. She was generous because she gave out of, she was poor, and she gave out of her poverty, out of her lack. She gave out of her need. And when the other people just gave out of, They had a lot, so it wasn't really much to give. So thank you, Jesus, for that spirit of generosity in Andre and in Lisa, God, tonight, that you release that in them, God. And then, of course, you know, as things turn around, as God blesses, then they end up being blessed financially and all other ways. So we thank you, Jesus, for that, that blessings come from you, God, that we can be like the widow who was generous to God, even in her poverty, even when she was poor. Her heart was proven. Amen, in Jesus' name. So most poor people are more greedy than some greedy people are. But she was the opposite. In her poverty, she was rich in generosity. And therefore, Jesus blessed her in Jesus' name. So I thank you, Lord, for that. Amen. Let it be done. All right. 863-605. Who want to talk to you from, please?
It's Charles and Nikki from Florida.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Charles and Nikki. All right. Yeah. And we were talking to Charles. I think we're talking to Charles. Yeah, Charles. What was it, Monday night, Tuesday night? I don't remember what night it was. But, yeah, kind of when some of this stuff got stirred up. And so it's really cool how God used you guys, used Charles, and used you guys to kind of get me going on this, because when I was talking to Charles, you know, it's when I started getting all that information, remembering how God taught me what true generosity was, you know, and I wrote it on some notes saying generosity is, you know, so I started talking about that. So I give you guys credit for drawing that out of me. It was really amazing. And I thank you, Lord, for blessing them, God. I thank you, Lord, for showing them how to be blessed in Jesus' name, how to, you know, be generous God's way, like you had to teach me how to be generous God's way. And and then when God's blessing came on me, you know, little by little, you know, it wasn't just through money, it was also through doing his will. When I decided to walk with him and being a prophet instead of being a healing evangelist, that was a big thing for me. And so, you know, also it's not just about, because I gave money all the time back then. I mean, people were scared to death. My friends, the people who knew me close, that knew about, they knew that, watch it, because Chandler's liable to give everything he's got away, you know. And so nothing wrong with that, except, you know, I would do it because I got addicted to giving, because I wanted to have an expectation of receiving something. So I would give everything I had, and would have nothing to pay anything with. And my expectation for God to bless me was huge, but it didn't always work. So I had to start going, God, okay, I know your word's real. I know what's right. What's going on? He said, I'm going to teach you about true generosity, Randy, how to be generous my way, to obey my voice in it. And so sometimes you give away everything. Many times you don't, you know, like, he said, being led by my voice. And that's what really started showing me. And then he brought me to the prophet realm, and I started obeying him in that, because I didn't want to be a prophet, because I didn't like prophets, because they have to be mean. They have to be tough too much. And I didn't want to be tough like that. So I didn't want to be one, and now here I am one. So, but when I joined him in that and agreed with him in that, that also brought the blessing on me too, because God pays us, if you will, rewards us for what our doing his job. The healing evangelist wasn't the job God had me doing. It was one of the jobs other people had, but it wasn't for me. So as soon as I stepped into doing what God had me doing, I got rewarded for that. So I thank you, Lord, for helping Charles and Nikki more and more find that place of where they fit in, what they belong. And to do that more, they're already doing it, but increase that and multiply that more, God, so that, like Charles said, you can believe to be blessed, you know, doing ministry things. Amen. To do ministry things. We thank you, Lord, for that blessing in their life, that they are blessed, they are favored, and they have a heart of God to be generous, to love, to give your salvation away, to give love away, give healing away. They do that all the time. And I thank you, Jesus, for drawing them into that place. This new place you're drawing us into of true generosity, God, where we are truly blessed and truly favored. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, open that up and increase and multiply them. Amen, give them wisdom for their children, that their children will rise up and go, I'm going to be just like Mom and Charles, because our dad and Nikki, whatever it is, because, man, they're blessed. You know, they receive, they get, God blesses them. And it's amazing to be a testimony unto the world and to her family and to his family in Jesus' name. All right, 612-991, who will talk to you from, please?
Hello, Randy. Joyce and Blossom from Minnesota.
Okay, Joyce and Blossom. Okay, hi, Joyce. Good to have you tonight. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you, Lord, for that spirit of generosity tonight that I know is in and you, Joyce. I know when I had a meeting there, and we went to where we were at Connecticut, or where we were at. Anyway, when you guys were there, and you gave me my first one of my first Apple computers, Apple laptop, I think it was. You know, I never forgot that, and so I remember that with you. And it was such a blessing to me because God knew that I liked and I wanted one, and, you know, they were the best computers to have. And who gave it to me but you? You were being generous. Your generosity, you know, would bless me, and your generosity made me want to be generous. That's what happens when people are generous to us. It makes us want to be generous. And so I thank you, Jesus, for that true generosity that's in Joyce, God. I ask you to bless that. I ask you to take everything she's given, her life as a mother, her life as a grandmother, her life as a daughter, her life as a child of God, her life as a friend, even to me, and the friendship in Jesus, and that sisterhood, God, that her giving of giving her life away, of giving her time away, of giving her living away, God, for I speak over Blossom and Joyce and all her children, God, that the blessing of God, the generosity of God, will be in them at a higher level than they've ever seen before. That not only are they generous and become more generous God's way, but also will people and God will find themselves being given things and being blessed with things, not just things only, but information with love, with compassion, with anointing, with breakthroughs, in Jesus' name, to where their life completely turns at a whole other level, in Jesus' name, because of the spirit of generosity that's already in them, God, because you're going to increase that, you're going to multiply it, you're going to grow it, you're going to manifest it, in Jesus' name, not only for them being generous, because when we're generous, God is generous back to us, right? Just like it says, give and it shall be given. What is giving? Being generous. You know, and then you can, you know, give and it shall be given back to you. So when you're generous, give, it is given back to you. So the generosity comes back to you. And I thank you, Lord, for that spirit of generosity, God, to increase and multiply and cause their food to multiply, cause their money to multiply, cause their love to multiply, cause their joy to multiply, God. Cause their togetherness as a family to multiply, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Every familiar spirit, everything that any genetic things passed down from generations that have been messing with her family, God, are broken off of her in Jesus' name and loosened off her and set her free. Amen. Well, that spirit of generosity can come into this realm of salvation and deliverance, and her whole family, God, be blessed and delivered, set free. Amen. And loved. All right. 803-991, who would talk to me, please?
Hi, Randy. It's Angela, South Carolina.
Hey, Angela. All right, thank you, Lord, for Angela. Thank you, Lord, for Angela. God, I thank you for the strength. We're going to pray this for everybody. It's what God's telling me to do. But I thank you, Lord, for the spirit of multiplication and increase through the spirit of generosity. God, I thank you that what's in her, God, that you're going to cause it that her generosity is going to have a language to it. Her generosity is going to have a language. It's the language of information. It's the language of sharing. It's the language of giving. It's the language of opening people up. It's the language of making people feel welcome. It's the language of making people feel, you know, like they're favored, making people feel the spirit of generosity is like, it's not, because selfishness is about, it's all about me. And then we try to get everybody else to praise me and talk about me and do whatever. But generosity does the opposite. It gives that praise to other people. It gives that thanksgiving. It gives a spirit of, you know, they feel, making them feel like they're valuable. That when you make somebody feel valuable, it makes you feel valuable. So when you make somebody feel valuable, what's valuable? It's when you give valuable things away, which is generosity, what do you receive? You receive generosity back of valuable things. And I thank you, Lord, for the value in my sister, God, to increase and multiply. And she's the same. The value of her words, the value of her information, the value of her love, that will go from quantity to quality, God. Quality, high-level quality love, high-level quality. You know, the love of God, we can have 30, 60, 100-fold understanding. We can also have different levels of God's love. And I thank you, Lord, for the full level of your love flowing through her, God, in the spirit of generosity. Amen. And the gifts of the Spirit. All right, 303-386. I'm going to talk to you for a minute, please.
Hey, Randy, it's Mike and Veronica.
Hey, man, how are y'all doing? All right, good evening. Thank you, Jesus, for that spirit of grace. God, grace is unmerited, undeserved favor. God, that you've given them, God, they know, they understand about unmerited favor. They understand about the grace of giving, that God giving his unmerited favor. When we know that we don't deserve it, he gives it to us because God is so generous. And I thank you, Lord, for the generosity in Mike and Veronica, God, that they so have a heart to be generous. But God, you have to have stuff, and you have to have things, you have to have revelation, you have to have healing power, have to flow through you. So I thank you, Lord, for the increase and multiplication of their generosity in the realm of healing, of deliverance, of salvation, amen, of bringing peace to people, of bringing understanding to people. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. May the prophetic realm begin to increase and multiply in them in Jesus' name, Father, as they give grace away. Like Paul the Apostle had to learn about grace because he was going to preach about grace and talk about grace, unmerited favor, in Jesus' name. And what is God's greatest gift? Unmerited favor. That's the most powerful part of his generosity is unmerited favor. Although we don't deserve it, but we get it anyway. That's the most generous part of God is his grace. And I thank you, Lord, for imparting your grace. You're the most powerful tool, the most powerful anointing is the spirit of grace, which is the most generous part of God in his love, is giving away things that people do not deserve. That God's going to use them to give your grace away, things that they don't deserve, that they'd be blessed, and they're going to wake up just like Jesus going around healing people and delivering people. Nobody was saved back then. Nobody was getting right. He wouldn't tell them to repent most of the time. After he healed them, he'd say, don't sin anymore. But, you know, he gave away unmerited favor. The generosity of Christ was amazing, God. And I speak the release of that in their lives, God. They will be generous to each other, be generous to their family, be generous to, you know, all people. And be generous to God, and God be generous to them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, because that's where the spirit of multiplication gets in it, in Jesus' name, is through generosity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. All right. 915-248, who am I talking to you from, please?
Father Randy, this is Daniel in Texas.
Hey, Daniel. All right, good to have you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my brother tonight, God. I thank you for the light of generosity, God, that you turn the lights up. Like we can have our lights up 30-fold or 6-fold, but turn them up 100-fold, God. Let the lights be bright, that he can see generosity all around him. He can see all the times that he's been generous, that God's been generous through him, and that he will begin to see the times that God's been generous to him and through him to many people, just in his attitude, his life, his love for people, his love for God, God, that you're going to increase that in his life and give him favor in Jesus' name, that because people are going to see his generosity and go say, I want that guy around me because when he's generous and that generosity gets on me, then I'm generous and everybody's generous to everybody and everybody gets blessed. Everybody's blessed. Who started that? Daniel started that. God started it in him and Daniel started it in us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for that. The power of your generosity working through my brother, God. Of giving favor, caring about people, loving people, in Jesus' name, that God, you're moving him to a whole other level of generosity, amen, in Jesus' name, of seeing, let the light of your glory reveal that the things that, how God has been generous to him, God, let him see that. The devil's always says, oh, God's not generous, he's a tightwad, he ain't going to bless you, he ain't going to take care of you, he ain't going to do nothing for you, he's going to barely make it, and that's all you're going to get. God said, and the light of God's glory reveals the generosity of God right there in front of us, where the devil's trying to put the darkness on us and lie to us. God says, I'm turning up the light, Daniel, to show you my generosity. I'm going to show you my generosity because when you get it, you give it away. When you receive it, you bless other people with it. Amen. In Jesus' name, open that up and bless him, God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Cool. All right, 919-426. Can I talk to you from, please?
Destiny from North Carolina. Can prayer for my brother Daniel as well?
Yes, okay. Destiny and Daniel. God, we thank you, Lord, for my brother Daniel. God, we thank you in Jesus' name for their life. God, we thank you, Father, for God so loved the world that he became generous. He became generous. He released his generosity to them, God. I thank you, Lord, to both of their lives, God, in Jesus' name, that they will see like never before that for God so loved the world that he was just revealing his generosity by sending his son and giving us stuff that none of us deserve. That is the most powerful realm of God's generosity that I've ever seen. Let Daniel see it. Let God, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, let Destiny see that in Jesus' name. Open that up, God. Open that up and let them see what generosity does, how God gives it all the time, how many times we just get used to it. We don't realize that God's being generous to us. For God so loved the world that he gave. And I thank you, Lord, that Destiny receives, Daniel receives, in the name of Jesus, receiving that generosity of your love, not rejecting it, not going, well, I only take half of it, that Daniel will take all the love of God, receive all the love, all the unmerited favor, the total gracious generosity of Almighty God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And that's why he's so generous. He had to be generous because to buy us back and to pay for us, he had to send his son. And sending his son, it's like with Abraham, when Abraham offered up Isaac, that he was given his only begotten son. He was being generous. God was asking him to be generous. And it's a generosity that cost him a lot. And when he gave Isaac, when Abraham gave Isaac, that was the most generous thing that Abraham had ever done for God. And when he did that for God, God said, now I'm going to be very generous to you. The ram in the thicket and the whole thing. And again, then God spoke a blessing over him. And I thank you, Lord, for Destiny and Daniel. I thank you, Lord, for blessing them, blessing their seed, blessing their bloodline. In the name of Jesus, that every curse, every bondage, every spirit of darkness, in Jesus' name, every genetic deformity and whatever it would be that causes issues and problems, that causes dryness and barrenness, God, in Jesus' name, I speak fruitfulness and blessing over them, God, that they will not only receive the generosity of God, but they will give it. They will give it. They will give it. They will give it. They will become a blessing, God, like never before, in Jesus' name, through that generosity that God has given to them. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Open it up. Open it up. Open it up. Salvation, salvation, deliverance, healing, blessing over their lives, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, 615-436. Do you want to talk to your friend, please?
This is Marja from Illinois.
Hey, Margie, you made it. All right. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm so glad you did. Yeah, Margie's having trouble getting on. So I resent her the number. She said, I made it. I mean, all right. Bless you, Marge. Hey, Marge, you're such a generous person. You have so much you want to give. And I see God really increasing you so that you can give, so you can give wisdom, so you can give love, so you can give true words, even when people are not going to, I mean, maybe get mad at you for a little bit. You're going to be so generous with your information, with your love for them, that you're going to tell them what they need to hear. And sometimes telling people what they need to hear, knowing they don't want to hear it, is one of the most generous things that we do, knowing that it's going to cost us some pain, knowing that it's going to cost you, Marjorie, you do it anyway, to give information, to give love, to give compassion, to give correction, maybe whatever, to change things, share things. I thank you, Lord, that spirit of generosity in here, knowing she's going to pay a price for it, she does it anyway, God. A lot of things that Marja does, you do, Marge, is you know it's going to cost you, and so you do it anyway. And I thank you, Lord, for that blessing, because that is true generosity, the blessing of knowing that when I do this, God, for you, it's going to cost me. So I'm willing to pay it. I want to be like you. I want to be generous like you, God. Amen. Because it cost your son, Jesus, everything. But he was willing to give it, and I'm willing to give, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for her spirit of generosity, God, and bless her and increase her and multiply her. Cause her love to be multiplied, her joy to be increased and multiplied, God. Amen. And her freedom in Jesus' name. Amen. And her love for herself, Father, like never before. Because she's going to be generous to herself. I love that. That's awesome. All right. All right, 442-242. Who am I talking to, friend, please? Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm going to talk to you. Where are you from, please? Uh-huh. Hello?
D from Alabama, and Sonia from Texas. Yes, Sonia, take your phone off mute.
Okay, D and Sandra, and who else?
No, D and Sonia. I was telling her to take her phone off of mute.
There you go. Okay, yeah, thank you. All right, thank you, D. Thanks for getting in here tonight, D and Sandra tonight. Yeah, take that thing off mute. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Saunders, not God. We thank you, Jesus, for her life. We thank you, Lord, for the victory, God. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing. We thank you, Lord, for her generosity. We thank you, Lord, for all the things she's ever given, her time, her love, her compassion, her prayers. God, that she will see that as the generosity God gave to her of giving her life, because we can't be, we can't even love unless God loves us. The Bible says we love because he first loved us. Well, we're generous because he's first generous to us, right? So I thank you, Lord, for that. Also on D, I just speak to someone D also, that both of them, God, that tonight they will begin to see that everything they've given, everything they've done in prayer and intercession for it is the spirit of generosity working through them. And when the spirit of generosity gets into things, it causes things to multiply and increase. It causes things to be blessed. It causes things to go from bad to good. It causes people to go from like, oh, my God, there is actually somebody generous in this world. I thought everybody was greedy and lustful and wanting everything for themselves. But no, not Dean and Sandra. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank God for people like them who are generous with their love, generous with their prayers, generous with their compassion, generous with their forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for that spirit of generosity, because when you receive forgiveness, which is the pure generosity of God, we give it away. And I thank you, Lord, that they give forgiveness away. They bless people. Give it, give it, give it, give it. Generous, 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 the spirit of generosity. Hallelujah, that everything, it'll get into everything they have and multiply and increase their money, their wealth, their blessing, their food, their time, just like when Jesus blessed the bread. The spirit of generosity got into him because Jesus was the product of generosity. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So the Son was given, he was nothing but this product of generosity. So when he blessed the bread, the generosity got in it and multiplied and increased it, even the natural food. Hallelujah. Bless him, God. Heal him. Deliver him, Jesus. Open him up. Do a work in that brain. Fix those nerve damage and all the brain things that need to be nurtured and brought back to life again. In Jesus' name, let it be done right now, God. Miracles in Jesus' name. All right, 240-482. Who am I talking to you from, please?
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hey, Valerie. All right, Valerie, thank you, Lord, for Valerie tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for that spirit of grace, God, that grace is unmerited favor. Unmerited. I'm just really thinking about that tonight. I said this over somebody earlier tonight, but I'm just thinking about that with you. Like grace is unmerited favor. Unmerited favor. It's not just unmerited friendship. It's unmerited favor. In other words, God gives us favor when we haven't done anything to get it. That's pure generosity. And I thank you, Lord, that Valerie is learning how to give pure generosity away when people don't deserve it. Sometimes when our kids don't deserve it, we'll give it. When other people don't deserve it, we give it. So I thank you, Lord, that you, as she's been given grace, unmerited favor, that she's going to give that away. The spirit of generosity through her giving grace, unmerited favor, that people don't deserve. Just like I tell people all the time, you know, like women, I say, if your husband doesn't deserve honor, give it to him anyway. Be gracious. Give him grace. You know, if your wife doesn't deserve something, give it to her anyway, because sometimes that's what they need. They need somebody to be generous. Need somebody to look beyond what they deserve and give them something that they don't deserve, like a blessing, like compassion and understanding and wisdom. Amen. And I thank you, Lord, for that spirit of grace in my sister, God, the spirit of generosity in Jesus' name, that she gives that unmerited favor away to people, God. And we're like, I remember when I first got saved, Valerie, I thought, oh, my God, I lived in that realm of God. You know, I don't know why you love me. And I could feel his love, Valerie. I felt love all in me. It was just like, I never had love like that before. Oh, my God, it was amazing. And I said, Jesus, I don't know how you can love me. How can you love me? I don't know. But I know you do. And all I know is I know that you do. And, brother, I'm telling you, man, oh, my God. So thank you, Lord, for that love. The most generous thing God gives is his grace and his love when we least deserve it. Because he knows that we just need to have it. And when we get it, then it changes our lives. That's why his generosity is so amazing. He gives it to us, and then we receive it, and it changes our lives, and then we can give it away to others and keep the ball rolling. Keep the ball rolling. Keep the ball rolling. Give that grace and mercy away. It'll come back to you someday. It'll come back to you someday. Yep. All right. 915-929. Who want to talk to me from, please? Nine one five nine two nine. Hello.
It's me, Carmen from Texas.
Hey, Carmen. All right, good to have you tonight. All right, thank you, Lord, for Carmen tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the graciousness and the godliness of the pure love of God, Lord. That is just so. It's nothing but generosity. It's generosity. It's your generosity. The rosity of God. Hallelujah! I don't even know what the rosity of God is, but the generosity. It's a generating. Oh, there you go. You know, let me look up something here. I don't know. I'm getting something. Hang on, Carmen. Let me look this up for you. The Jenner. I don't know if this is a word or what this is. Generosity definition. All right, we're going to see what generosity. I haven't even looked up the word generosity. The quality of being kind and generous. I was overwhelmed by the generosity of friends and neighbors. The quality or fact of being plentiful. Okay. And the Bible says in the last days that people are going to die for the fear. And Lord's saying that this, like I saw you giving generosity, you know, your love, compassion, giving it away, like lavishing people with it, the liberality, giving that away. And given that, and so what I saw was like the generosity. So I'm taking that word apart in my mind, and because I'm going to break it, I'm going to break it and multiply the word like Jenner. Let's see. Hang on a second here. Jenner. Yeah, it's like I saw it was like a generator. Generating osity. yeah. And so, I mean, I don't know why I'm doing it. Cause it doesn't make any sense at all. But osity is, you know, like something generating it, like God showing you how to, you know, multiply and increase, you know, generosity, you know, and giving it to other people because of the people going to die of heart attacks. For fear, right? And so for some reason, generosity is going to reverse that, the spirit of fear. Like generosity reverses the spirit of fear, which makes no sense to me, but that's what I'm hearing. So I see, so God using you like a generator when all the lights are out and everybody else, nobody has anything, the generator turns on, you know, and it gives light or it gives generosity or it gives blessing. And that way people don't die because of fear. So the fear gets turned around because of generosity. Generosity literally causes the spirit of fear to be reversed. Because when people are getting generosity given to them, you know, it makes them feel loved. And when you feel loved, love conquers fear, right? Perfect love casts out all fear. And so generosity is the manifestation of God's love to people. And when they feel the love, then the fear goes away because the fear is like nobody loves me. Fear is like I'm going to die. The fear is like I have no value. So when you show them value, even when they don't deserve it, the generating generosity, the osity of God, which that's got to mean something or it wouldn't be coming into my spirit, but somehow the generosity of God generating in people's lives is going to break off the spirit of death that's going to be in the latter days, especially the spirit of generosity is going to be the opposite of that because everybody's going to be robbing, taking, stealing, killing. And all that, but when the spirit of generosity works through you, it reverses the curse of fear and death and destruction and hell and creates an atmosphere of God, a God atmosphere. Why? Because generosity is literally the manifestation. I didn't even, let me read this word, a quality of being kind and generous, lavishness, magnanimity, of the quality or fact of being plentiful or large, abundance, plentifulness, amplitude, profuseness. Yeah, all those words. Awesome. So thank you, Lord, for that, for the generating of your generosity that turns the light on in people so they don't fear the darkness. people are going to die because darkness is going to be all around them. What's darkness? Well, it's the devil and all this stuff. It's hate. It's the opposite of generosity. It's greed. It's lust. It's stealing, cheating, lying, taking stuff, you know, robbing people. And thank you, Lord, for that, for showing her how to generate that. You know, when like what I kept seeing was like people, you know, you hear see these commercials about, we're going to have really hard times. You might want to buy a generator and get a generator, because when your lights go out, your generator turns your lights back on. And I saw that, and then I saw you, like, you know, that being you, like a generator, when the lights go out, that God can use you to generate hope and, you know, love and compassion. All right, there you go, to break the spirit of fear off. All right, 903-808. Anyone want to talk to me, friend, please?
Hi, this is Jeannie in Texas.
All right. Our Jeannie. When I think about Jeannie, I think about that, you know, that thing where they rubbed the lamp and the Jeannie came out. I think I've talked about this before a long time ago. For some reason, I'm thinking about that, like when God rubs Jeannie, you know, the blessings of God, you know, people can ask whatsoever they will and they receive. It's like God, you know, the rubbing means, you know, the anointing. Anointing means the oil being rubbed in. That's what anointing means. Being anointed means being rubbed, oil being rubbed upon you. I think we've talked about this before once, haven't we? I don't know. It came back to me all of a sudden. And so as God is rubbing his anointing, that anointing in you is to ask whatsoever you will. So what is that? That's the generosity of God, right? That's receiving, ask whatsoever you will. I mean, what realm of generosity is higher than that? Ask whatsoever you will. You're going to have to be a pretty generous person when people start asking whatsoever they will, right, Jeannie? It's like God using you to release that thing of, you know, God's exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or think or even imagine, God. I think you're going for breaking her loose into this realm of generosity at a level that she's never been at before. Higher levels, higher levels, higher levels of generosity. God, well, she can see, you know, that as you rub that anointing in her, that it causes her to ask whatsoever she will, and you're going to do it. And I thank you, Lord, for her faith level that I know is in her, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for as you rub it, as you rub that oil in, the anointing oil, God, that you're going to ask of her whatsoever. She's going to be generous. She's going to say, God, whatever, just like Jesus. When God said, Jeannie, you know, when God told Jesus, you know, he said, Jesus said, can this cup pass from me? And the Father says, well, no, you know, it can't. You know, when Jesus said, okay, I will, the Father was asking of him whatsoever he will. So the Father's saying, I'm asking you, Jesus, to do this now. It's time. And so the generosity of Jesus with his own life said, I will, Father. So even God gave him and put him in the earth through Mary and gave him to the world, for God so loved the world to give him who God said. So Jesus was the product of generosity. So when the Father asked him whatsoever he will, the Father says, I'm going to ask you whatsoever I will. Are you going to do it? Okay, here's what I want. I want you to give your life now. And Jesus said, whatever you want, Father. Man, Jeannie, talk about the generosity of Jesus that came from the Father, because he was a product of generosity. For God so loved the world that he gave. What? Gave what? Gave the most generous gift he could have ever given. Free, man. Acapero, fata, pawaha, tekachika, chika, tekateo, kahika, ke, kelekuka, kwa, 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 tere, paquite, shikueko, paquia, that's a new tongue. I've been getting new tongues lately, man. Micho Kobande Bawata. Yeho Kamana Niche Ikebe Huko. Yeah, man, that's awesome. Release that in her, Jesus. Bushi Komani Bakapele Proto Pata. And cause her to see it. Cause her to know it. For my sheep know my voice. Hallelujah. They know the voice of the shepherd. The one who is the most generous, who is the product of generosity. When God created him in the womb, when Mary's womb, and formed and shaped him, he was the highest level of generosity from the Father, that like Abraham gave when he gave Isaac. The generosity of that was amazing. The Father was asking Abraham, like, whatsoever I will, Abraham, will you give me whatever I want? You know, just think about this, Jeannie. God comes up to you one day and he says, "Hey, Jeannie, can you give me whatever I want?" And you're going like, "Well, of course, God." Like he did with Abraham. And Abraham, he said, "Well, I want your son. I want you to offer your son to me." Oh, my God. The generosity of Abraham to say yes to the Father. Woo! That's amazing, man. Same thing with Jesus. Cool shit. I saw this tonight. I saw this tonight, man. This is changing my reality of God. That's why when we eat his body, Jeannie, and drink his blood, we're drinking the product of generosity. Shit, for God so loved the world. For Jesus so loved the world that he gave his life to the Father. Oh, Lord, we eat your body tonight. We drink your blood tonight, your word. Oh, Jesus, we drink it in because we need generosity. We need that light of your generosity. Generate within us generosity, God. I'm going to find out what that means. I don't know what osity is. There's got to be some kind of word. I don't know what that is. Like the generating of osity, whatever osity is. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're creating it in us. As we eat your body and drink your blood, what are we drinking? We're drinking the highest level potency of generosity. And that's why he says, when I give it to you, you can become generous. You can become generous. You'll give me whatever I ask for. Hallelujah. Sheke okata mahe. Woo! Man, I went somewhere on that one. But I think I'm back. All right, 863-934. Who am I talking to, room, please?
Destiny and Christian from Florida.
Hey, y'all. All right, Destiny and Christian. All right. Thank you, Jesus, for Destiny and Christian. Thank you, Lord, for that, for Destiny and Christian. Thank you, God, for blessing them. Thank you, Lord, for your generosity to them, God, how beautiful you have been to them. How beautiful that she has been, that Destiny has been to you, God. And the glory of God, the generosity of God, that God, you've given Destiny such a heart of generosity, God, to give to people, to love her child, to love Christian, God, we thank you, Jesus, that you're showing, you're revealing your generosity to them, God. Your favor, because favor is just purely the product of generosity. God's favor, when God favors you, he's been generous. When he favored Peter, when Peter had just denied it, he gave him favor. He said, you know, the words weren't spoken, but they were there. Like, you know, I just deny you, Jesus, and you're telling me what? You asked me if I love you? Well, of course I love you. You love me? Of course I love you. See, I mean, Jesus says, yeah, you know I love you. And so it's about love, because love was that for God so loved the world that he gave. He said, Peter, you're going to give your life. You're going to give your life. You're going to be, the spirit of generosity is going to be so strong in you that you are eventually going to give your life. But you're going to feed my sheep. And what you're going to feed my sheep is generosity, the generosity of the Father, the love of the Father, the undying, unmerited favor of God Almighty. You're going to give that to my people. They're going to eat it. They're going to drink it. And they're going to become generous people. They're going to become loving people. They're going to become blessed people. They're going to become just like me. They're going to give their lives for me. They're going to not just give their life physically to die, but give their life to feed my sheep, give their life to do whatever I say, whatever I want. Because when we do whatever God wants, Destiny, Christian, when we do whatever God wants, and he says, will you do whatever I want? Like, you know, when he asks us of everything, which he always does, man, to be able to be generous enough to give it to him, literally, is a miracle. Because we have to be generous to give our life away. That's why the woman, the widow, was able to give away, because the generosity in her, she gave her life to God. She was willing to give it all to God. She was so generous. The spirit of generosity in her was amazing. Now, thank you, Lord, for the destiny that's in her, too. For Christian, God, in Jesus' name, that you will bless them with your love, God. Pour your love into them, God. Well, they will know your love and your grace, God, that you have given your life for them, that they will give their life for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just so they can experience more of your generosity, so they can give more of it away. Because when they give, when they receive, they give it back to you, God, one way or the other. And I thank you, Lord, for blessing them, blessing their precious family, Jesus, and opening them up to your glory, to the glory realm. The glory realm, greatest realm of all, because that's where, you know, like Moses said, show me your glory. What is the glory? The glory is the richest, most potent power of God's generosity, his love. His generosity is not just having love, it is giving it away for free. Paqua, chequari, mahuta, mapero, pava, pava, palijo, pandesh, chigalapuca. Feet to give them visions and dreams, God. Christian, visions and dreams of your love, God, of your mercy, of your grace. Remind him of how you've shown him your grace and love over the years, God, in Jesus' name. That he's called to give it away, in Jesus' name, as a gift from the Father. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right. All right, 919-995. Want to talk to Ruth, friend, please? All right, 919-995, are you there? Thank you, Lord, for 919-995. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the marriage supper of the Lamb. God, I thank you for the marriage supper of the Lamb. That just like when we feed people, like Jesus is going to feed us the marriage supper of the Lamb. I thank you, Lord, for my friend, God, that partaking of being able to sit at the table of Jesus. Not just get up and wait on people, but sit there and receive from Jesus the food, the blessing, the generosity of God, that he's there to take care of you. That's what God's generosity is all about. He takes care of us so we can take care of others. He blesses us so we can bless others. He's so generous. He's the God of generosity. He's the God who gave everything. He made everything and then gave it. He made the whole earth and gave the earth to all of us. He said to Adam and Eve, I'm giving it to you. You have dominion over it. Take it over. It's all yours. God is so generous. Lord, I thank you for the marriage supper of the Lamb. God, you're going to be there to feed us. You love to feed. You love to sit down and eat with people. There's just something about partaking and sitting down and relaxing and eating with Jesus. Hallelujah, that my friend will do that. We'll find at the feet of Jesus, in Jesus' name, like Mary did, partaking of Lamb. Of the Lamb of God, partaking of Jesus. Listen to him. He was teaching her. Martha was running around, you know, trying to fix everything, clean everything. He says, Lord, you know, can't you get her to come help me? He says, she's chosen the greater thing. Lord, I thank you for my friend choosing the greater thing in Jesus' name. Sit at the feet of Jesus and eat at his table and learn from him. Amen. And then generously give it away to people. Hallelujah, let it be done in Jesus' name. All right, 863-808. Have a talk to you from, please.
Hey, Randy, this is Cheryl from Florida.
All right, hey, Cheryl. All right, thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Jesus, for that, for the love of God and Cheryl, God, that love that manifests itself in the realm of generosity. Sometimes being generous means giving something to somebody that you know they're going to reject, but you know it's for them. Sometimes giving something to someone that you know they're not going to like it, but it's going to bless them is really the spirit of generosity because, you know, the Bible says don't cast our pearls for the swine. But when sometimes God has us give things to people, just like Jesus was given to the world, but a lot of people rejected him. But the Father, you know, the Father, he never gave up. He was so generous with his patience. He was generous in his patience. He was generous in his ability to be patient with people, knowing that they had the curse on them. They couldn't do right. They didn't know how to do right. That's why Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that was one of the most generous things that Jesus ever said was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I thank God for that generosity in Cheryl, God, that as she blesses and gives away that generosity, God, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, knowing that though it looked like they knew what they were doing, in all truth, how could they know what they're doing and do that? In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for that generosity in her, God, of saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. Hallelujah. Because when we're generous, especially with God's love and forgiveness, then we can never get in fear or become any in bondage to the enemy in any fashion or form. Hallelujah. Because giving away blessing, being patient, giving our patience to people, giving our understanding to them, hallelujah, it's all generosity. It's not just about giving money. Money is part of generosity, but generosity comes in every aspect of our life. God, I thank you for, as she breaks the bread of generosity, God, and gives, information, word, prayer, even though sometimes people may reject it, God, she's going to generously give it away anyway, knowing that they're going to take it and probably cash it to the side for a season. But, Lord, that you're going to load her up with so much that she's going to be able to be generous in Jesus' name like never before, God. Open her up to that, God, in Jesus' name. In the fear of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let it be done. All right. Generous in the fear of the Lord, the respect and honor of the Lord. All right. 910-567. Who want to talk to me from, please? Amen. Amen. Let it be done. 910-567. Are you there? All right, 910-567, are you there? Hello, 910-567. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can I talk to you from, please?
Hey, I fell asleep. I just woke back up. North Carolina.
That's okay. That's Faye?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Faye. Yes, all right. I can hear myself talking back there, but I never. All right, Faye, good to have you tonight. Thank you, Jesus, Faye. Thank you, Lord, for letting her tap into the generosity of God, not God being stingy. God's not as stingy as we know, but sometimes we feel like it is, like, where's my blessing? Where's my healing? Where's my miracle? Where's my breakthrough? Where's my stuff at? What's going on? You know, and so it's a good question. It's a good thing that we ask, because God loves to be generous. He's one of the most generous persons. You know, he is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Had Abraham give his son. I mean, what a generous thing Jesus, God had, Abraham did. What a generous thing he did by giving his son. Just like the Father, when the Father gave his son, it was the most generous thing he could. God is generous. God, I thank you for opening her eyes to a whole other level of your generosity, that you're always generous. You're always wanting to pour out and lavish us with your generosity in Jesus' name. Whatever we need, Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name that you're going to lavish, you're going to lavish unmerited favor upon her, God. In Jesus' name, give her wisdom and knowledge above her years in the name of Jesus that will open up her womb, the womb of her faith, to be able to receive a whole other level of generosity, God, in Jesus' name, so that she can receive that generosity, so that she can give it away. Higher levels, deeper levels, God, generosity, giving her love, giving her compassion, giving her patience, giving her prayers, giving her excitement. Give it away for free, not knowing whether people are going to respect it or honor it or not. But you know what? God so loved the world that he gave his son, knowing that not everybody was going to, you know, receive him, but he still generously gave him away anyway. It's called the grace of God, unmerited favor. Hallelujah for that blessing upon my sister, God, in Jesus' name. Unmerited, undeserved favor. The generosity of God, that she will be able to conceive the true generosity of God in the lie of the devil is rebuked. I rebuke you, Satan. You're a liar. You're a thief. You come to steal the generosity of God from people's minds, and, oh, God's not generous. He's not going to give you much. You can barely make it. No, and Jesus, the devil is a liar. The word of God is true. God is generous. Amen. And let her receive the generosity of the Lord the way it really is, the way God has it and has always been. In Jesus' name, she will receive exceeding abundantly above all she could ask or think or imagine, because that's the generosity of God. Hallelujah. Bless her, God. Open her eyes to be able to receive it, Jesus. Receive more and more and more of God's generosity. In Jesus' name. She'll see generosity in many different levels, many different ways. God, right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Let's see here. Hang on a second. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that little note. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Okay, where am I at? Okay, let's go here. 912-329, are you there? Let me talk to you from, please.
Hi, Prophet Randy, Angela Joy. And can you say a prayer for my granddaughter, Janila?
Janila, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes, I will. Yes, thank you, Lord, for Janila, God. I thank you for the generosity of God in her life, God. That she will know and bear witness to you, the generosity of your love and your compassion of your power, that you don't withhold anything. You're not a withholder. You're a giver. All you do is give. All you've ever done is give. God, I thank you that she will see, Janita will see you as a giver, as the one who gives. And when you take something, you give back. You when we give to you, you increase and multiply it. You bring it back more than what we give. We plant one seed, we get back 100. We plant one flower, you know, we get plant one tree, we get back, you know, all kinds of fruit. So I thank you, Lord, that she will see, and that Angela Joy will see at a new level, God, that God made seed, that the seed, like a seed, is made to reproduce or reveal the generosity of God. Like when I give one seed, and look what it does. It turns into a tree that feeds you all the rest of your life. That's this product of generosity. A seed is the voice, and is the act of God is in the seed of His generosity. Amen. To be able to multiply and increase something. So I thank you, Lord, for Angela Joy and for Janila, God, that they will see together in Jesus' name your generosity and your love, that they will see it manifest, God. They're going to go, man, I've never seen the generosity of God like this before. So I just want to start being more generous myself, and their levels of generosity begins to increase, God. Generosity in giving unmerited favor, undeserved things, giving away healing, giving away word, giving away information, giving away things that they know people are not going to respect or honor, but they're going to be so generous, they're going to be able to go, and they'll never feel the loss because of the generosity of God in their life, God. In Jesus' name, open them up, open Angela Joy up to a whole other levels of your generosity, God. All the different ways you're generous, and the way you gave us the earth, you gave us the seed, you gave us the ability to increase and multiply. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for blessing her with that, God. For told her that a seed, seeds of all kinds, any kind of seed, spiritual seed, think we give, think we plant, think whatever we do, that in it is the generosity of God, because it is supposed to produce more than what was given. More than what was received. It's made like that. It's built in it. The generosity of God is released and revealed through a seed. Hallelujah. Let it be done, Father. Let her see that in every area. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That everything is built with God's generosity in it. All we do is just find a way to tap into it and get it manifested in Jesus' name. Yeah, for the love of God, and bless your finances, God, in Jesus' name, and heal her, God. Heal Janila, God. Touch her, God. Lord, reveal to your generosity to her, Jesus, in an amazing way. How generous you really, really are, God. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. God is true. Amen. Let every man be a liar, and let God be true in that area, in Jesus' name. All right. All right, 864-313. Who am I talking to you from? Where are you from, please?
Yeah, it's Walter from South Carolina.
Hey, Walter. All right, Walter, good to see you tonight. All right, thank you, Lord, for Walter. Thank you, Lord, for God, for his love to give and love to share the word of God, his love to share Jesus, who's loved to share life and love and friendship. God, I thank you, Lord, for the fellowship realm with him, that you give him that generosity in the realm of fellowship. For when he fellowships with people, it's about the generosity of God flowing through him, flowing into people, that people just realize that God's generosity and love is unlimited, that it is fascinating. It's once you understand it, once you grasp a hold of it and you see God the way he really is, everything in your life will multiply and increase. Thank you, Lord, because God is generous. God, open his eyes to the generosity of God like never before. Open it up and let him see it, God. Let it be magnified in him. It says that Mary magnified the Lord, rejoiced and magnified him, gave glory to God, magnified it, mean increase and multiply. Thank you, Jesus, for your multiplied grace, that favor, God, that unmerited favor, that generosity of God. In Jesus' name, that he will not only receive it, God, that he will give it away. In Jesus' name, and may that increase inside of him, the ability and the desire to give, is really the spirit of generosity, is what it is. In Jesus' name, to give his love, to give the word, to give information, to give prayer. Amen. In Jesus' name, let it multiply and increase, God, and bring back to him good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men, giving it to his bosom, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. All right, 402-214, who am I talking to from, please?
Hi, Randy, it's Sharon. I keep getting disconnected.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad we got you. All right. I didn't know you were on. All right. Thank you, Jesus, for my sister Sharon. God, I thank you for the spirit of generosity in her, God, for the glory of your generosity, God, that anytime the devil does something, he tries to make it look like, you know, God's not generous, God's not kind, God's not loving, God's not watching over us, but Lord, he's a liar, he's a thief. And I thank you, Lord, that thief and that liar is rebuked off of her life, off from around her, that God, she will see and walk in and live in and partake of the generosity of God. That God is nothing but love, nothing but giving, nothing. For God so loved the world that he gave. He gave the world, he made the earth and everything in it for us. God is generous. It's the devil that lies to us about it. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, I rebuke that spirit of lying that the devil does to us, God, in Jesus' name, and to Joyce, Father, that you're not generous, that you're not really what you say you are, you're not really what people say you are, that God, that you are a God of generosity. You are the most generous person, for God so loved the world that he gave his own son and put his own son, his own word, in the womb of a human being and sent him to earth, the most dangerous place where the devil's running around, sends him to the earth in Jesus' name. Man, what a generosity, the generosity of God revealed in that you sent your own son. Amen. Oh, my God, revealing the generosity of God, for God so loved the world that he gave, he was generous to the world and gave his son. His generosity was exceeding abundantly above all we guys would think, and he gave his son Jesus. Oh, my God. Sharon, that is generosity. Woo! If I could sing, I would sing. I want to sing a song of his generosity to you, in Jesus' name. His generosity to you, God. Open it up. Break off every fetter, God, in Jesus' name, off the minds of your people, off of Joyce tonight, where she can receive the generosity of God. Amen. Every lying devil in Jesus' name is rebuked, God, that she will see that you truly are generous, that she will open it and receive the true and living God. Jesus came forth to show how generous God was. That's why he healed and delivered and did things that money couldn't buy. That's generosity, when you do things that money can't buy. Open the blinded eyes. Cleanse the lepers. He did things that money couldn't buy. He was the product of the generosity of God. He was put in the womb as the generosity of God. So when we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we're drinking and eating generosity from the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And open that up to her, God, in Jesus' name. Open up to Joyce. And deliver her, God, into your realm, into your love, into your glory. the glory of your generosity in Jesus' name, that you're truly a generous God, exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think, even imagine. In the name of Jesus, reveal yourself, O God, who you really are. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, we prayed over a lot of people tonight. I'm getting better, faster at praying or something. I don't know what it is, but I'll take it. So no hands are up right now. My last person with a hand up was Joyce. So if you want to get prayer tonight, please get that hand up there. All right. All right. Give me a second. All right. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. I think I pray for everybody tonight. Yeah. So if you want prayer tonight, get that hand up there. Send me a text if you think I'm not seeing you. Send me a text at 214-505-8719. And I'll pray for you, minister to you, whatever you need. So get in there. If you're in the queue and you think I haven't prayed for you or missed you, please text me at 214-505-8719. All right? All right. Okay, there's Kimberly and Derek. Please pray for Kimberly and Derek. All right. I guess I missed you. I don't see you. Okay, so you're in there. All right, thank you, Lord, for Kimberly and Derek tonight. Thank you, Lord, for them, God. We thank you, Jesus, that they you teach them how to be generous to each other and giving unmerited favor to each other, God, that they bless one another and take care of and watch over each other, God, in Jesus' name, to bless them, God, and let them see that the generosity of God is given to us, but we can give it away. And I thank you, Lord, that there's no better people than the people that are really close to us to give that generosity away, God, that they will see how generous we are. And it will break them. It will break them of yes, that's what giving being generous to people. You think some people think, well, you know, it's going to make them worse, going to make them feel spoiled and whatever. But God's just revealing His love and His generosity, and when He does that, there's nothing like that. So I thank you, Lord, that Kimberly and Derek got they learned to do that with each other, share with each other. To give freely, not give with strings attached, but give freely. Give your love, give your mercy, give your grace to one another, God, in Jesus' name, that they will have unmerited favor. Toward each other, Father, in Jesus' name, that she will respect him and honor him even when he doesn't deserve it. Not all men always deserve it. There's many times I don't deserve being honored. But thank God for those who graciously give us honor anyway. Because it causes us to want to give, be more honorable when we're given honor. When you give a man honor, it causes him to want to be honorable. That's what it does. And so if more women could figure that out and give it to us, even when we don't deserve it, I think it really changes people. And same thing with a man and a woman, loving a woman, when sometimes she's not being, she's having a hard time, going through a hard time, to love them anyway, will cause them to honor you. And Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord, for them laying their life down for each other. In Jesus' name, amen, and combining them together in one. Hallelujah. Combine them together in one, God, your way. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. If you want prayer tonight, please get that hand up there. If you don't, I'm going to call tonight. It's only 11:30, but hey, getting off early sounds good to me. I'll take it. All right, don't forget the show in the morning, Thursday morning. I'm going to send a text out here in a little bit. Nicole does her show at, I think, at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. All right. So I'm going to send out text for everybody so you have to remember that. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Yeah, don't forget Nicole's show in 10 o'clock in the morning on Thursdays. I'll be sending out text about that here in a little bit, but reminding everybody for that so you can catch her show. Talking about the Book of Revelation, and it's pretty cool because the Book of Revelation is really, I think, really big right now. So you want to join her in that in the morning at 10 o'clock. All right. Trying to make sure I'm getting all this correct. Give me a minute, I'll be right back. All right, everybody. Get that hand up there. I'm going to hang on a couple more minutes. If you don't get your hand up, I'm going to call it a night tonight. All right. All right. All right, 912-318, Sandra and Robert tonight. Thank you for being with us. All right, thank you for Sandra and Robert tonight. I thank you, Lord, for this whole night. Tonight we've been prophesying, Lord, speak over my people the spirit of generosity that is in them through the Father. When the Father came into Sandra's life and Robert's life, God, that you breathed into them Jesus. They were recreated in the image and likeness of the most generous person that has ever been, the creator of all heaven and earth, created the earth, the heavens, and gave it. Talk about generosity, Sandra and Robert. He gave the earth to two people, a married couple. Think about this. Y'all are married. A married couple. He gives it to Adam and Eve, and he married them himself, and he says, I made this whole, he made not 1,000 acres, not 1 million acres, you know, the whole earth, right? And so when he gave the whole earth to them, you know, you talk about the spirit of generosity and God revealing his generosity through, you know, to them as a married couple. He said, be fruitful and multiply. Give them the whole thing to you. It's all yours. And then when he sent Jesus, after they messed it all up, then he sent Jesus, his only begotten son, and the fact that he, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, the spirit of generosity, that Jesus was the product. He was, his flesh and blood was generosity. It's what it was. He was made of generosity. He was made of the Father. For God so loved the world that he made his son and gave his son to be given to the earth. I mean, to redeem the earth back. You talk about generosity. First he makes the earth, gives it to us. We mess it up. Then he turns right back around and gives his only begotten son to die on the cross. To give his flesh and blood, which is nothing, was nothing, even Jesus saying to the Father, you know, yes, I will die for you, Father. I wanted to just cut the path for me, but you want me to do it, I will do it. The generosity of Jesus, Sandra and Robert, is amazing, that he gave his life, not just the Father asked him, you know, he asked him whatsoever he would, and he goes, yes, I will give you whatever you want. That's generosity. When you give somebody, when you give God whatever he wants, that takes generosity. So, Lord, I thank you for the generosity in Father Robert. I thank you, Lord, for the fact that we have Jesus in us means that we're connected to spirit of generosity. And I thank you, Jesus, like the widow's mite. That's how we talk about the widow and the widow's mite. Now, though she was poor, she gave all she had. And Jesus said she had more than all the rich people. She gave more than all them. So I thank you, Jesus, for the spirit of generosity. And Sandra and Robert, God, that as they give, as they bless, as they help others, as they do things, that you have them do, Jesus, that they think about people and pray for people and pray for PGN, what are they doing? That the spirit of generosity will be released through them. Because when Jesus broke the bread, he was being generous. He was feeding 5,000 men and altogether about 20, 30,000 people altogether through 5 loaves and 2 fish. Why? Because the spirit of he was made of generosity. When he breathed into that bread, he breathed the breath of generosity into it, and it was given, and as it was given away, it multiplied. As it was given, that's generosity at its highest level, that the material world gets the generosity of Jesus in it through us and begins to multiply and increase things. So I thank you, Lord, just like Adam and Eve, Lord, you gave them the earth, you like Sandra and Robert, you've given them things, God. I thank you, Jesus, that the spirit of generosity in them will be given not only to them, but through them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So they can increase and multiply everything they touch. God, in Jesus' name, they will increase and multiply through the generosity of God, generous with their time, generous with their love, generous with everything they have. God, unto you, God, not unto people, but unto God in Jesus' name. However you want them to do it, God, that's the true spirit of generosity. For God so loved the world that he gave Sandra and Robert generosity to give to his people in Jesus' name. Let it be done, Father. Let them be multiplied and increased now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Awesome. All right. All right, anybody else want to get prayer tonight? I'd be glad to pray for you. Get the hand up. And I'm here. I'm available. I'm ready. All right, y'all, I think I'm going to call it a night tonight. I think I've the last person I put their hand up, Sandra and Robert. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Thank you for everything, and let's believe God for whatever he wants to do. All right, thank you, Jesus. All right, good night, everyone. Bye-bye.